He would like to get a game in before the end of the year. Is that kind of the goal?
We would like him to get to the health level that he's really confident. So he's not going in at 90%. So there'd be two pieces at the injury and then the conditioning and the game readiness. We'd give a little on the conditioning and the game readiness. If the injury was solid and he felt confident, we would. We'd like to get him in a game. But we'll be. There's no sense in risking the injury portion. And when you aren't quite as sharp and you aren't quite as in shape, I guess you might increase that chance. But he's been in the league a long time. He's certainly dealt with this now for an entire year. He's the guy who's going to make this call at the end. And if it happens, it'd be probably the last game or the last two.
How important would that be for him mentally? He says it himself. But from
it changes a little bit of what you have to mentally deal with all summer. I've got through a game, I feel good, I've got my training program, I've got my rehab program, and I can just kind of move forward. You don't play in the game, you got to carry it all summer. There's lots of guys that do that, and anybody that has a labral surgery, and you see a lot of those at the end of the year who have 4 or 5 months of rehab, there's lots of concern when they come back into the season with those because they've never been able to test it. So he would carry that concern with him.
How close is Ben getting?
Yeah, Ben's been almost, he's cleared from the medical point of view. He has to get cleared from terms of how hard we push him on the ice. I'm inclined for this next week to push him really hard on the ice each day, see how he feels the next day. And if I'm not looking to squeeze him back in the lineup.
Have you made a decision on Paul Postman?
Yeah, Paul, is that today? Okay, so Paul's going to have surgery on hernias on both sides. So he had it, played as long as he could. We're not shutting him down because we're out of it. He played up until the point he felt he couldn't play anymore. And then the decision was some of these you operate on, some you don't. So we gave it a week to kind of calm down. Saw some surgeons who felt that was the best approach, so he'll get that sewn up. Yeah, that's somewhere between 4, 6, and 8 weeks, depending on how he heals.
How long has Postma been going on with this? He's been playing hurt a long time, it sounds like.
Well, look, you get the list. There's 13 guys on your team that have a maintenance issue. So might be a couple of years. It's not you get a minor injury and you have it operated on. He played with it, could handle it. But it probably is on our radar for 6 weeks prior to him shutting down. Not enough to keep him off practice, so it's just on our radar. He gets it managed each day. Started to miss some practice because he'd come off the games more sore and couldn't get through the practice, or we would put him upon the ice. But everybody's got a number of players like that. And then, again, so we shut it down for a week to see if it would settle down. It didn't, then he has to go get a doctor to see it.
That's got to affect performance in some way.
You would... All people would be very surprised at the size of that list and just even the number of players that play in the league with broken bones. Like the list on your team all year, and I think it's more true of teams that get beat up like we do, there are more guys in your lineup that, you might take a guy out and rest him, but because you got 7 guys out of your lineup, they play through it.
Last matchup against Ottawa and right down to the final seconds. Just curious what you expect from them.
Well, we had a real good, solid physical game in there, and it was a good energy game. I would think it'd be pretty much the same style.
How are they different without Carlson?
I don't think that their team game, what they're trying to do as a team, changes a whole lot. But you take out that high end. And freelance isn't a fair word to apply to him, but there are things that he will create that aren't necessarily related to what all other 5 guys. He beats you into the hole. He gets it. You got to know where he is on the blue line, except he's getting to the middle on the blue line, even if you know where he is. That part of the skill level, that high end opportunity comes out that they don't get, but I don't think that what they're trying to do as a team changes by taking that part of their skill out. They're trying to play a real solid defensive game, not give you a whole lot through the neutral zone, be real tight in their own end, make the most of the turnovers you give them. They're a real good transition rush team. They will make plays off the rush. They will put it under sticks between guys' feet. They've got some skill to do that. It's almost, in the rush portion, a little bit like the Rangers. They can catch you off that rush with speed, and they can finish you there. So, you take leading scorer off any team out, it's different, right? That's a level of talent. But I don't think their structure gets noticeably different.
Speaking of high-end skill, just what kind of year do you think Patrick Laine has had for?
When you look at his start to where he is now, and I know there's concerns because he doesn't score on every shot for the last week, just incredible. You would appreciate him so much more if you got a chance to talk to him every day, watch him practice every day, talk to him video-wise. He's got a real interest in the game. He's a real team guy. For when you think about probably what his life has been like, he's the gunner on every team. He's on a different pedestal than every other player on there, but he fits just right into the room at 18 years old, really respectful of his teammates, talks about the team winning, the team game. When he misses a shot he thinks he should score on, he's an angry, angry man. But it's not about other parts of the game. He's trying to learn, so he's had great growth in terms of making the adjustment from Finnish and European hockey over to just a different league, let alone the NHL, a different style. Great growth in his game. The only single benefit in anything of not making the playoffs is he might get even a little bit of rest, I'm hoping, because his last stretch of hockey the last 2 years he's been on the ice an awful lot. But it's been tremendously fun to work with. He's got great wicked sense of humor, dry for a second language. If you listen to some of the answers that he gives, very, very bright young man.
Paul, just a real quick question on Mark Scheifele. What is the significance to you of him attaining 30 goals the other night in this season as a career high?
Well, I look at Mark's game always right from the start, from when I came in to his first year, kind of battling through it. The idea of where does this guy get to? And he's a little over a point a game production now, and there's still so many more areas that he's actually capable of improving on, and he will. So he's driven to get better. His curve has been like that. Getting 30, he was 29 last year. So, but there's the three makes a difference, right? I mean, you feel now you're sitting there going, well, is 40 real? He's where the fans are going to enjoy this guy for the next, 16 years. I don't know how much a guy like that's going to want to play, except he's going to want to play. He's going to play as long as he possibly can. He loves the game. He's in great shape. But he is going to become a dominant center iceman, right? So there's faceoffs will get better. His ability to grind each night through shifts because he works hard at his fitness. And he's 24. His big tank isn't coming for three more years. He is going to be a really, really solid, pure two-way player. He's going to have high-end offense, point-of-game kind of offense, and he's going to develop that second section of his game. He's killing penalties now. So that was the next phase, right? He played 5-on-5 power play. We would play him against the other team's best. We were a little careful with face-offs at times on what zones he took those draws. He moves in to be a penalty killer now, and that will, in my mind, be the catalyst to him becoming a really good defensive player. All the things that you get to learn, killing a penalty, you apply to your 5-on-5 game, and that will make him appreciated by the people that love goals and appreciated by the people that love the other parts of the game. Coaches.